Joining me live in studio this morning is Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you today?
Good morning to you, Duke. Good to be here.
Appreciate you stopping by and the monthly update from the commission. Love the sunshine and got a little rain last week, but not enough, right?
We need a bunch of it. We need it slow and drizzly.
Right? Let's talk about fire conditions, especially heading into the 4th of July weekend. My understanding is that every neighboring county to Lincoln has enacted some sort of fire restriction or fireworks restrictions. Where does Lincoln County currently stand on doing something like that?
Currently, in our fire district, which is Sweetwater, Uinta, Sublette, Teton, and us, as far as the state is concerned, Uinta is the only one that has enacted. The rest of us have decided to enact in July 7th. So we'll take this up on the 6th next week in our meeting and probably pass one. And what it'll be is as a restriction for class be a stage one, including any open fire or discharge of any class of fireworks, will be prohibited on all lands in unincorporated, which we have control of. And there will be some exemptions to that. Only campfires at residences or campsites within a fire ring centered within a minimum of 15 feet cleared radius are permitted. So that's one thing. Trash can be burned between the hours of 6 p.m. and 8 a.m., but they've got to be inside a container with spark arresters. Charcoal fires within an enclosed grill are permitted. Acetylene torches or branding is permitted if it's cleared around it. One of the things that we're trying to do is let people know that we've got an immediate fire danger in the county and growing worse each day with the fuel load.
Yeah, so. Growing worse each day is the key part there, right?
That's right.
Even though we did get some rain last week, I mean, it's like you said, it's got to be kind of a more prolonged event, rain event, to make any sort of impact.
That's true. Jay Hogerson with our emergency management and Kelly Hoffman, our Lincoln County Fire Warden, are taking tests twice a week generally, and BLM is sharing their information with us, and it's getting drier by the day.
And when you talk about July 7th, it hasn't been approved yet. It sounds like it's got to be voted July 6th, but it'll
come before us on July 6th by our attorney and Kelly, and we'll probably act on it, unless we see a big difference between now and then.
Well, the weather forecast isn't calling for a big difference between now and then. So,
no.
It does look like, and just to clarify, national forest land, which there's quite a bit of in Lincoln County, does not fall under the county jurisdiction, right? Bridger-Teton already has their own fire restrictions in place.
That's right, and you're not allowed to shoot fireworks off on forest land right now. And many people don't understand that. So in many cases, they need to be checking because that's more restrictive than we are.
So be careful as you go into the 4th of July. In Lincoln County, unincorporated, fireworks are still okay for now weekend. But things likely to change next week.
But let's use some common sense for the July 4th weekend. We need to be careful of our neighbors and dry fields and just use some common sense when we're doing it.
Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon in studio. Anything else on this you wanted to mention?
Well, going along with that, we did sign a wildland fire management annual operating plan. That's all the federal agencies, all of our local fire districts sign on to that. We sign on. There's five counties that sign on to it. In essence, all of the counties do, but we're in districts. And the reason we do that is so we can share resources when we do have a fire somewhere. So that's signed and sealed, and we're part of it.
Okay. And that includes the Uinta. So what counties are involved in that again, the district?
Uinta, Sweetwater, Sublette, Teton, and us.
Okay. Commissioner Jerry Harmon in studio this morning on the SVI Radio Network. Commissioner, another item that we wanted to bring up was housing, and that's been a topic of conversation that we've discussed with more specific projects in the past and things that have been proposed and developments and whatnot. But Let's talk more generic today, if we can, and a housing crunch, especially in North Lincoln County.
Oh boy!
And it's been an issue not just because of building prices this year, but it's been an oncoming issue for a while.
It has, and cost is the problem. And with the land prices the way they are in Lincoln County, particularly North Lincoln County, and becoming even so in South Lincoln County, people want a piece of Wyoming, and they want a piece of security and quietness. And so it's driving the market up, and it's making it very difficult for young people to return and build or buy. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about this from now on. It'll be a topic of conversation in our meetings.
And it sounds like you'll be involving city councils and corporations and everybody that can be involved, right?
Everyone's got to have a hand in it, you bet.
Commissioner Jerry Harmon in studio this morning. While we got you, Commissioner, we might as well bring up the nuclear proposal. And we've talked with the city of Kemmer about this and what potentially could be coming. Any updates from Rocky Mountain Power or the state of Wyoming on a potential nuclear facility in Kemmer?
No more than we've had so far. We will be meeting with them again right soon. I won't speak for the other two commissioners, but I think they, along with me, are quite happy that we're considered. I think we would support that. Of course, there'd have to be a lot of guidelines put into play. But, you know, I'm old, and you know that. I still love coal and the power it generates. I think Senator Dockstetter is right on in his article in the paper. We don't need to turn our back on that right now because it does load the system for us. But, yes, we're supportive of nuclear, and we'll do what we can to get it here.
Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon in studio. Commissioner, anything we missed you wanted to mention today?
No, just happy to be here.
All right, appreciate you coming in. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on SVI Radio.